Joy Drive. It is 22 minutes after 8 o'clock here on CBC Radio 1. And for many of us, the holidays are all about food. Shared meals, special gifts, sweet treats. It's a comfort to cook up traditional favorites. But if you've got an appetite for something a little different, we've got some inspiration for you. We've gathered up links to some of the island's fine food bloggers and created a blog list on our CBC On the Island website. And I'm joined by two of those great island food bloggers right now. Elizabeth Nyland's blog is called Guilty Kitchen, and she's based in the Shaunigan Lake area. Teresa Carl Sanders publishes Island Vittles from her home base on Pender Island. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hello.
So, how has the holiday cooking been going for you so far? Let's begin with Elizabeth.
I'm pretty much done. I've got a couple more things to do, but with two kids, it's hard to squeeze it in there. But I think I've done good so far.
Well, good for you. How about you, Teresa?
I'm going to say what Elizabeth said. I'm almost done. We're going to a potluck this year for Christmas dinner, so I don't have too much to worry about there. Mm-hmm. But lots of potluck. But yeah, very lucky. Lots of potlucks in between, and lots of baking going on.
Is potluck a good thing for Christmas dinner? I mean, potluck suggests lots of good food, but sometimes it also suggests a mishmash.
Well, I will defend Pender vigorously here and say that our potlucks are always great. And this is a really great one because it'll have about 200 people. It's the community potluck at our community hall this year. And the turkeys and all the big stuff is donated, but everybody brings sides, which are always interesting because everybody's sides are different at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to agree. I do love a potluck. It's a mishmash, yes, but it's usually pretty good. There's a lot of stuff that you probably wouldn't try yourself, so... There's always something interesting to try.
That's true. And I suppose, you know, things go together.
Yeah.
Things aren't that different.
Yeah, exactly.
You think about Christmas dinner anyway, it's a bit of a mishmash to begin with. So,
<That's true>. What are your favorite ingredients at this time of year, Teresa?
I'm trying to avoid pumpkin this year.
You are.
If I know, Elizabeth.
There's a gasp on the phone line.
if you cruise food blogs, you'll see that pretty much everything that can be done to pumpkin has been done to pumpkin this mm-hmm. year. And that's something I'm avoiding, but I'm taking on board some new homemade ingredients. Like I've made some mascarpone cheese, I've made some yogurt cheese, and I'm incorporating those into desserts that'll be special.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing a turkey.
I'm not doing a turkey, because we're going to be at the potluck. We'll be consuming turkey. Mm-hmm. But I made some stuffed turkey wings, actually, which were really great. They're a Chinese Thai theme. So if you're looking for something a little bit different, you can always see those on islandvittles.com.
Elizabeth, how about you? What are your favorite ingredients at this time of year?
I got to go with the chocolate. I'm a big fan of the chocolate. It's a star role in a lot of my baked goods.
Chocolate is pretty good. How about something that perhaps, like Teresa is to pumpkins, perhaps you're steering away from?
Steering away from? I'm definitely, I do try to keep away from pumpkin at Christmas time. I try to do more of pumpkin at Thanksgiving. I don't think I really steer away from much at Christmas. I'm all over everything. I do say that my favorite thing is probably peanut butter, though, which is probably not your most traditional Christmas ingredient, but... seems to go over well with just about everybody, unless they're allergic.
Which is increasingly the fact these days, I suppose.
I don't actually know anybody.
Oh, you don't? Well, that's
no.
Good for you.
Good for me.
You're in a rare group of people these days.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, you just posted a Christmas baking roundup on your blog. What are some of the treats you cooked up to share there?
So again, with the peanut butter, I think that's probably my most popular recipe on my blog is something that I call Idle Hand Bars. And it looks something like an Nanaimo bar, but it's not. It's a chocolate layer that's got crushed pretzels in it, covered by a peanut butter, kind of a frosting layer, and then another layer of chocolate cut into squares. And it's probably my family requests it. That's probably the number one thing that's requested. And other than that is my better than sex cake.
Describe better than sex cake.
Yeah, it's actually our traditional family Christmas dessert, which is a graham cracker crust with a cheesecake layer and then a chocolate pudding layer and then whipped cream on top.
But can it live up to its name?
Oh, it's good. It's definitely good. I think I've had I've never had anyone complain about it, that's for sure.
Teresa, you've suggested some new twists on traditional holiday foods. What are your new favorites these days? You mentioned the wings.
I mentioned the wings, and I that's something I just started on Island Vittles, was I have a video section, so I show people how to debone a turkey wing and things like that. The other thing that I'm really into, much like Elizabeth, is desserts. And I have a nice cheesecake, and it's made from yogurt cheese, which is a bit lighter. And then it's got a caramel dulce de leche, which I've just totally hammered that phrase for anybody that speaks Spanish out there. I'm sorry. But it's much easier to make than it is to say. I'll just leave you with that.
And so you've got recipes for those on your blog.
Everything's on islandvittles.com, and there's some video demos as well as lots and lots of recipes.
You're also, I'm told, planning to post recipes for a make-ahead holiday dinner for two. How do you pull that off?
I pulled it off the other night. We actually tested it and had it on Sunday night. It's quail ravioli, so you can make that ahead and freeze it. And then I used the quail bones to make a broth, and a really concentrated one. I boiled that down, and that can go in the freezer as well. And then really all you have to do is maybe make some sweet potato mash or something to go with it, and you can have it on the table in about 20 minutes.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so if you're, you know, if you want to go out and have a maybe see a movie, and it's just the two of you, or it's you're just on your own, then it's something nice that you can do. It still has a little bit of a Christmas theme to it, but with the bird, but not all out, you know, 6 hours of cooking for two people is a little much, I think.
So, Teresa, you're going to a potluck. Elizabeth, what are your plans for Christmas dinner specifically?
We've actually got a quite large turkey coming from Organic Fair out in Cobble Hill. So a free-range heritage breed, hopefully not 20 pounds, but that's, I think, what it's going to be.
20 pounds is often a lot of turkey.
Well, for six people, yeah, that's a lot of turkey.
And the other challenge, I suppose, is getting it cooked all the way through without the outside drying out.
Yes, so what we're probably going to do is brine the turkey, mm-hmm. which always ensures a nice moist interior.
And increasingly common these
days. Cook it on high for the first half and then on low for the second half.
Huh. So turkey it is for you.
Yes.
I
love my turkey.
I love turkey too, but I don't know. I often think that perhaps turkey is too pedestrian for Christmas.
I do love a goose, but I got to go with my friends own Organic Fair, and they've offered to give us a turkey, so I can't say no.
Nothing wrong with that. Prime rib for me this year.
Ooh, very nice.
Wow, nice.
Well, thank you for joining me both.
Thank you for having me.
And sharing your thoughts. Elizabeth Nyland's blog is guiltykitchen.com, and she's based in the Shawnigan Lake area. Teresa Carl Sanders publishes islandvittles.com from her home base on Pender Island. You can find their recipes, writing, and photos on their sites. You can find Elizabeth, Teresa, and many more island food bloggers featured on our website, cbc.ca/onTheIsland.